Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics. Hot Topics.
Hot Topics Round 1 brought to you by the Colville Rodeo. Talked to a guy yesterday whose kids are now home from college. It's that time of the year, you know, you thought you were an empty nester, but now they're back.
You know
back.
About that, Jay.
Oh, yeah. And he said, he goes, what's it like for you with the kids back? I said, oh, it's great. The kids are, you know, we only have the one that's home, and he's working all the time, and he's a good kid, so it's all good. And he goes, have you noticed, like, what are the two things that have changed the most in your house? And he goes, and it's going to be stuff that they leave laying around. What are the things that you think a kid coming back from school leaves laying around? Kevin, what would be your first guess?
Well, I mean, shoes pops into my mind. And the second one would be like water bottles, Gatorade bottles. Am I good at this game?
Man. He's like, shoes.
I've done this.
He's like, there's just shoes. They're just shoes.
Yeah.
And he's like, I mean, there's like three or four pairs of shoes. They're just shoes everywhere. And he goes, and then it's either cups or water bottles or something, you know, something of, oh, I needed a drink, and then, oh, I just left it lay on the table or whatever.
When it's the theory with the shoes, like, well, I might wear these again, so I'm going to leave them out. And
right.
I think it's the same with the cup or the water bottle. But you're like, well, no, it's, you're not filling up the empty water bottle. I know better.
Yeah, you're not, and you're not even using that glass twice either.
Yeah, put it in the recycling.
Man, I had a roommate who did that. Drove me nuts.
The shoes or the water glasses?
The water. Yeah. Just everywhere.
Yeah. What was her name?
You tell funny jokes.
Yeah, you so funny, Kevin.
Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics. Hot Topics.
Speaking of hers, this lady has some troubles.
Okay.
Because she is too smart and too pretty.
Oh, it
she
happens.
Said,
yeah,
she said, I'm single because men are terrified. They're terrified of me.
Oh, the pretty girl?
Yeah, she said that it's just one of those things that people don't believe me either, but I have zero men pursuing me right now.
Okay.
Everyone's telling her, no way, you're so beautiful, you're so beautiful, and she's, you know, intelligent, she's got a great job, the whole day. And she's like, yeah, no, I just, apparently it's too intimidating for men of her being so pretty. We see this in movies, right?
Yeah.
That like the, and because of movies, I have a theory with this.
Okay.
Which is, it's the one that's in between that I'm afraid of.
The one that's in between.
Like where she's very attractive.
Uh-huh.
But.
Not too smart?
What the heck?
No, it's just the
girl
who's
notes
like,
to Steve Heskey, courtesy of
where everybody's probably hitting on her, right?
Because
she's very attractive, and everyone's probably hitting
more
on
realistic.
Her. That's the one I'm afraid of because you go up and you say something to her, and she might be like, "Please."
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Let me be.
I understand. Whereas you're saying the prettiest.
No one's talking to her, so I'll go talk to her. Yeah. I don't care.
I see.
I mean, listen, I ain't got a shot probably anyways, but. You might as well go up and be like, oh, man.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying.
Aren't you something?
Okay, is that what you do?
I don't know. Steve, how do you approach a lady?
That's a good question, Steve.
What words do you use?
Yeah. That'll do it. Yeah, that's perfect.
That's pretty much it.
They do like that, I think.
Do they?
Stammering.
Staring and stammering. Staring and stammering with Steve.
Ooh. What a fun game.
I'm sure it's sweeping the nation.
Yeah, I imagine, yeah.
Oh, boy.
I was going to ask the question, Steve, if you were intimidated by very, very, you know, attractive and smart women. But I'm guessing you're terrified by all of them.
I'm terrified by people in general. I mean,
that actually is true.
Yeah, so I'm a bad case study with this participant.
You're not going to be much fun for the participation.
No, absolutely not.
Yeah,
like he's afraid of everything. I just take him out of here.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, so yes, this is the correct answer. You know,
all things to all people. Steve is afraid.
Yeah,
that's fair.
I mean, not really.
Kevin's Hot Topics.
Just awkward.
Yeah, moderately afraid.
Hot Topics.
What do you got for us, Steve?
So, Kevin and I were discussing this a while back, and, curious. Are hiccups the easiest thing to fake? Because I was hiccuping?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One time. And
Kevin accused you of faking it?
Yeah. Hmm. Or he questioned, are they the easiest thing to fake? And
I've never tried.
I would say maybe it's up there on the list, right?
As opposed to like sneezing or coughing or
any other
burping. Yeah. No, you can't really fake a burp, I guess. Well, you could.
Yeah, you could, yeah.
I mean, Kevin's doing a pretty good job of it right now. The funny thing is, I think if you start doing that, won't you actually start hiccuping?
I've faked it before and never had it happen.
Why? What would be the reason?
What's the reason behind it?
I mean, just out of curiosity. Asking for a friend.
Oh, okay. I don't remember why.
Just to get attention?
Maybe.
Yeah. Are hiccups the one thing that people don't necessarily believe is real, though, when you do it? Because it sounds...
so easy to fake?
Yeah.
Well, I think it's kind of difficult because you can't just fake one. Like a sneeze, you just sneeze. But I feel like the hiccuping thing has to go on for a minute. That's a lot of work.
Oh. That's the key, too. You kind of got to do the... oh.
What's the easiest thing to fake? The hiccup if it sounds like a sneeze or the sneeze that sounds like a hiccup, Steve?
Well, both.
Mm.
Only Steve can answer that.
I'm a multitasker.
Yeah, only his sneezes sound like hiccups or coughs
or
whatever.
Well, it's more of a cough.
Yeah, whatever hiccup, that is. Really. Yeah.
My son's girlfriend has a hilarious sneeze. She's a tiny person. It's a very tiny sneeze.
Okay.
But I thought, man, if we could get the tiny sneeze audio put together and then do like a little montage of it.
Right.
Mix Steve's in there, of course.
Right.
But they're really cute. And so I was just kind of wondering all the little sneezes. If you got a little sneeze, you could send it to us.
What the heck is
that? Then we can put it together. We can put together a montage of little sneezes.
So let me get this straight.
What would be the purpose?
You want people.
Comedy?
Who are, as you would say, little sneezers.
Which has
some of the best pizza I've ever had.
Sneezers. Hot and ready.
You want sneezers hot and ready. You want people with tiny sneezes.
Yes.
To record themselves.
That is correct.
And then send it to us. And then we'll mix in Steve's sneeze, which apparently we have that one actually recorded already.
That's what I did. I got it on my phone. Thing.
Okay, so little sneezers only.
Little sneezers.
So wait, we're not accepting medium or large size sneezes?
No, because
we already know what that sounds like.
Yeah, we want the little sneezers.
Well, what's a medium sized sneeze sound like?
Slightly smaller than a big sneeze and whatever, way bigger than whatever yours is.
Yeah.
Way bigger.
But we want like the little, what was it? That's Steve's little sneeze. Or one of those little.
Yeah. Well, that's the, like extra small.
Well.
And that's fine. That's what we want. Anything small.
Little sneezers. Sneezer, sneezer.
All right. We don't need to.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Be aggressive.
Kevin James.
We want another one just like the other one. Swish.
The Jay and Kevin Show on the big 99.9 Coyote Country. Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics.
Hot topics.
Can I ask you a question?
Go for it.
Are you all right?
Am I all right?
Yeah.
No.
Well, you got an answer. It's the one you wanted to hear.
Have you decided to just stop trying with your hair, or what have you decided there?
Oh, yeah. Well, here's the deal. I don't want to give... last week I was sick.
That's fair.
And I didn't want to go get a haircut when I was sick.
Right.
Yesterday, the last thing I felt like doing was getting a haircut.
Yeah, long day.
I will get a haircut before this weekend, but it is out of control. And the point now, it's so long that even wearing a hat just feels gross.
Yeah, I've never seen it like that ever in 30 years. I just
did,
really? Or Steve would say 29.
Gotta be accurate.
Right? Facts matter.
Yeah. Jay, it's something else. And it feels so nice, too, because it's nice and clean. And but it's just...
Oh, it is clean.
Oh, yeah.
Agreed, Steve. Agreed. You can tell because it's just like, I mean, you probably could if you... Well, no, I'm fine. I'm just curious. I just want to make sure you're okay.
Thick and bushy. And
straightforward.
It's just a mess, I know.
Yeah, well, it's just combed straightforward, or not combed at all, whatever it is. It's just like straightforward, too.
I mean, I pushed it down today.
Yeah.
Forward when I got out of the shower instead of pushing it back like normal.
Right, yeah.
So it's kind of got the Lloyd Christmas look.
That's fair.
Dumb and Dumber.
That's why I was just curious. I just want to make sure. And now that I know, I feel better. So.
Yeah, but I'm definitely not okay.
Okay.
In general? Or
yeah.
What are we talking
yes.
about?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Just in general.
Yeah.
Okay.
That is
there correct. Something we can do?
Oh, no. Just carry me through the rest of the show.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah. That's...
And then maybe drive me home and tuck me in.
That part's up, that's on Steve.
Yay.
Yay, indeed.
I have this, you know how I feel like everybody, or you're more likely to see dogs in places that you normally wouldn't have seen them before?
What do you mean?
Like people will bring their dogs with them to places that you're like...
Oh, like public places and like a store or
like a bar.
Whatever.
Like, yeah. Like, you know, I'm going to bring my dog to the bar. And it's not like it's not a therapy dog in any way, shape, or form. It's just they brought their dog. They're like, oh, I brought the dog. And I'm like, okay. And then, so twice now, I've gone to the driving range and the people have brought their dog. And I was
wow.
Hey, right. That's what
that
I said.
That takes the right dog.
It does. And now, to the one people's credit, they had the right dog. Dog was great.
Right.
They just kind of played with the dog back there. It was fine. And then the one time, not so much. The dog, every time someone hit the ball, the dog would bark.
No.
As in like, woo, 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 like, oh, no, man, no, I'm no. excited. Whatever that noise was, I don't know what it is, but there goes something.
That's
I should go get it.
Terrible.
And I was like, why? Well, you're not enjoying it because you, hey, knock it off every, I don't know, 1 second.
Yeah, why are you bringing your dog there?
I just don't get it. Like, sometimes it's okay to, like, not bring your dog everywhere you go. Now, if I'm taking out all the therapy dog scenarios, all of those, fine. Whatever you're doing is great. But, like, you're just bringing your regular old dog to your regular old activities. I don't know.
Yeah, it seems weird.
Driving range, really a weird spot for it.
Well, again, and if the dog is great and it works out, nobody cares. It's
That's
fine.
True. That's exactly
but
right.
It's your dog is barking when people hit the ball on a driving range.
Yeah.
That's nonstop annoying.
Oh, man. It was unreal.
But, you know, on the course, I feel like it would be a lot better. Like if you were playing.
And you just brought your dog?
Yeah.
Well, I don't even know if they allow that now that you said that. I've never seen.
Oh, I think that would be actually a nice little adventure for the pup.
Do you?
You don't like that?
Who talks like that?
A nice little adventure for the pup. Steve, apparently, Jay.
What'd I say? What'd I do?
You know, I think if you brought your dog on the golf course, that'd be a nice little adventure for the pup.
It's true.
I mean, it's just a lot of... I feel like it would be boring. I mean, it's a walk, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
But other than that, it doesn't seem that exciting unless they get to roam and do what they want.
Yeah.
Right. Well, you know, you hit the ball and then they run to where the ball is. And
well,
then
I don't think anyone's a fan of that.
Why not?
Well, I don't think they want the dog just running free on the course.
Well, no. I mean, it's a, they would
know. Well, how else would it run to where the ball is? I mean, what, you got like a pointer dog? Like it finds the, now that.
Right.
That I'm in on. Like,
yeah,
okay, it goes in the
saying.
Rough and you just, it's a pointer dog.
That's what I need that big time.
It's four fairways over and Kevin's like, yep, thank you, buddy.
Yeah. No, what's wrong with that? Be a great adventure for the pup.
The big 99.9 Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Okay. Jay just said rain is a good thing, and that is a song.
Yes, it is. I do know that.
And do you know why it's a good thing? Rain makes what?
Help me out here, Luke Bryan.
Mm-hmm.
Rain makes corn.
Ah, yep. Yep.
What does corn make?
Come on, man.
Cornbread?
Kevin James.
Oh. Rain makes corn. Corn makes whiskey. Cornbread.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country. Kevin's
clip of the day. I mean, very close. Very, very close.
We have the ability to do this just about any time.
Okay.
Do something in your normal daily routine. Like, I'm trying to think. Like, you just finished up some emails, Jay, for a meeting or okay. whatever. You got it all done. Mm-hmm. And then imagine, if you will, doing an interview, doing a press conference about said project that you just did.
About finishing my emails?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So you would just, you know, sit down, we'd ask questions.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
You'd just start answering them. That is the idea that this man has. He did it with his yard work.
Yeah, it was good to be back outside cutting the yard, weed eating, all that. So it was a good start to the year. No, I really had no intentions of cutting the yard today, but I looked outside and saw my neighbor cutting, and really I just took my weed eater and my mower over to show him my stuff and what I was working with this year, and he said, hey, do you want to give mine a spin? I said, I do, and next thing I knew, I was over cutting my yard, weed eating my yard, and kind of getting ready for the year. You know, I'll start to throw some stuff down after April 15th, and we'll kind of start getting the yard really prepped and really ready for the year. But it was good. It was good to be back out. You know, I don't really have the stripes laid exactly like I want.
Yeah.
I don't really have the turn exactly down like I wanted, but I thought it was a pretty good start to the year. Anything else? Thanks, guys.
So great.
I love that. Is that part of the Dumb Dads interviews? Have you seen those?
I don't think it is.
Okay, yeah, those are great though. I love those where they just take a situation that's normal life, yeah. Like, oh yeah, we took the kids to an amusement park. We thought it was going to be a good idea. Turned out it wasn't. The weather wasn't great. I ended up carrying the child around for about 55% of the time.
Yeah. I've seen them.
They're great. Yeah, I love that.
Very funny.
Yeah.
Any other questions?
But I love making the yard into an event.
Yeah, and then I always love it when they have the interviewers and they follow up questions of like, you know, oh, well, what was the reason why you left the amusement park so early? And they're like, well, you know, that may have been a bad decision. Or we don't really know yet. We're trying to figure it out. But yeah. Mom thought it was a good idea. And, you know, when mom has a good idea, we all benefit from that.
Yeah. We have our best reporters on the case
right.
to investigate.
Yeah, exactly.
I was yesterday going through some financial stuff with my son. Just
yeah,
he's going to Disneyland next month.
Oh, nice.
And he's trying to get a feel for, like, how much money he's going to spend.
All of it.
And I was like, dude, all I hear people say is it's so expensive.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, I don't know.
I think they have some deals right now, Kevin.
Deal? Like what?
I thought I saw, that might have been Disney World. I can't remember. But there
like
was like
free
there was
show- sodas?
No. Now let's not get crazy.
Buy one mouse ears, get one free?
Yeah, no. I think it was like a percentage off or something. You get a three-day ticket for, I can't remember what it was. Let me just find it.
Okay.
Google it.
They've got the tickets. I know that.
Oh, they already got
the tickets.
Oh, okay.
Hotel room is, you know,
oh, boy,
very yeah. spendy.
Mm-hmm.
And then.
Are they staying on the property?
It's
a
sure.
great question, Steve. Great question.
I think so, yeah.
Oh, man.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I know it's, you know, it's close enough anyways.
Yeah. Okay. Well, okay. Yeah, there's a lot of hotels around that you can walk to the park. That's probably going to be a little bit more reasonable than on the property is relatively insane.
Yeah. And it was it was just funny because I was trying to like, I have no idea. I have
sure.
no idea how much that stuff is other than everybody says it's expensive.
So what did you come up with? You came up with a plan? I mean, what was your...
No.
You know, you just...
Not at all. I said, you're going to need to take more money than you think, I bet.
Well, let's see. Tickets start at $96 to $194 a day. Three-day passes are... you can get an adult ticket for $83 a day. So you can get a three-day ticket for $270.
They are there for like a week.
Oh,
I thought he said $500 for tickets.
Each.
Yeah.
That'd be correct. If they did a five-day pass, it's $500.
Baby. Boy.
And now you know why they say once in a lifetime.
Yeah. How many people are going?
With him?
Yeah.
Let's see. His girlfriend. Oh, yeah. Four.
Oh.
Five, six.
Oh.
Whoa.
Seven of them.
More than one hand you're counting?
Seven
people.
They're all in charge of their own for the most part.
I think so, yeah. It's his girlfriend's parents. It is a grandma.
Yeah, nice. Grandma. And then the grandma to Disneyland's awesome.
Then her little brother, and then they also have an exchange student.
Okay.
Who's living with him. So,
really, they should be paying for him then. He's the guest.
Yeah, I don't know.
Is that not right?
He was necessarily.
He might have been an add-on.
I do think they're very. I think they pay for a lot of stuff.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay. Yeah,
that's very nice. Yeah. That is very nice.
Very nice.
Okay. I don't know if. Are you the guest when you decide that you want to go with your girlfriend?
On the uninvited guest?
Yeah. And or self-invited. I feel like you may have been invited, but that is one of those where you go, nah.
I mean, you're welcome to come, but.
Yeah. Right.
I was moderately joking.
Right, yeah. And we were moderately thought it was funny.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Like all Forbes magazines, there's a lot of stuff here that sounds intelligent and I don't know what it means.
Kevin James.
I just kind of skip to the pictures.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Do we have one more chance to qualify for the free fuel?
Yeah.
Okay, kind of. Just before 10 o'clock here, we'll do the Free Fuel Friday qualifying. Somebody on Friday is going to win $500 worth of
Love
free
it.
Fuel. That's awesome. So, yeah, we'll give you a chance here in just a second. And who just won the Lynn Demo Derby?
Shelby.
All right. There you have it.
Final thoughts.
Final thoughts, Steve. You can kick it off.
Do you guys have this problem?
Oh, probably.
This has happened several times, like, within the past couple weeks, especially, for whatever reason.
Okay.
Maybe it's just slippery? I'm not sure. My jacket that I have hanging on my chair, it's always falling down on the floor. I have to pick it up. And I'm wondering, what am I doing here? Moving too much? Am I hitting it? You have this problem where it just like falls off the chair?
Does the chair spin?
It does.
Does it maybe hit the counter and that pulls it off?
It probably does.
Yeah, that might be it.
That could be the mystery solved.
Either that or like it's so small that it doesn't fit on the back of the chair all the way. So it just falls off.
Yeah, that could be. Hmm. Shoulders aren't wide enough to cover the chair.
That's what I was thinking, yeah.
Well, it wraps around it. Then it would just be tight on the chair then, right?
If it was big enough to actually fit on the back of the chair, yeah.
Yeah.
I do hate that, though. That's why I don't put it on this chair, because I spin this chair around all the time. And then you go to pick it up, and you're rolling the chair over the jacket, and you're like, nah.
Yeah, it's a problem, right? Yeah,
just don't wear one. You don't need one anymore.
Don't wear a jacket?
Not anymore. After today, it's all done.
Today's the day.
Yeah, all done.
Say goodbye.
Don't jinx it.
No, it's going to be fine. Tomorrow, it'll be like 45, but it won't be windy. And you're going to go home, it's going to be 70. Rest of the week, plenty warm. Last of the jacket today. Square it off, Steve.
I think it's true.
Square it off.
Swear.
Oh.
Square it off.
Final I didn't know what it meant.
Thoughts.
Square it off, man. Steve.
I mean, does that not make sense? It doesn't.
So no, it does not.
That's why I was confused.
Yeah, it's fair. Fair it off, Kevin.
Tis the season. Having lived in an apartment for 6.5 years now, there are times I miss yard work very briefly.
Yeah.
I definitely miss having a yard, obviously.
Sure, okay.
That's pretty great, especially with the granddaughter.
Yeah.
But I just, every once in a while, get flashbacks to something in the yard where I'm like, oh, yeah, I start tweaking, twitching a little bit. And I got to get home. I got to get home and change that. I got to fix it. This is the season right now where you see sprinklers on, running full blast while it's pouring down.
Yeah, I don't know why
and
that is.
Every time I see it, I just think, I got to get home and make sure mine aren't running.
Right. I mean, I just shut mine off. And I know that, like, businesses, it's maybe not practical, but don't some of them have, like, what is that thing that,
oh,
that
yeah,
setting?
Jay,
what is that setting called?
Yeah.
Rain detector?
Yeah,
or what is it?
Absolutely.
Something like
I had
that.
Stop?
Did it? Yes. Did yours work, Kevin? Mine's never worked.
It did for a while.
Oh, okay.
Just like everything in the sprinkler system.
Yeah, like,
that
it's supposed to detect when it's raining and not go on. But yeah,
right.
the number of times that you go by a business and it's just pouring down rain and the sprinkler's just blasting away. I always just want to go to the
business.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Well, we got a nice lake going over there. It's very nice.
Very nice.
Final thoughts.
finally got one.
You did. That was good. This guy burps in public. And it edited it together after the burp. There was a bit of a delay, but I edited that out just for time purposes. After this guy burps, he's sitting in a restaurant.
Okay.
And he just cuts loose with the best carbonated beverage burp, you know, elf style that you've maybe ever heard. The reaction after. I mean, do you applaud? Are you applaud?
Everyone? And I mean, I probably would.
If like somebody else started it. Yeah, I think that's the key there.
Is that a slow clap situation?
I don't know. It's a weird. And again, there was some pause there, but
right.
Well done, sir. Well done.
I guess you just go. Well, I mean, if you're gonna do it, you did it. I just don't know if I would applaud. Steve, you applauding? Yes or no?
Oh, if everybody else is doing it,
you're gonna join sure. in. Yeah.
Hearie, hearie. The king of the burps.
And nice.